Barham Saleh is deputy prime minister in the interim Iraqi government. He's also the highest-ranking Kurdish Iraqi in the government. Mr. Saleh, we're all trying to assess just how much has changed with the handover, given that more than 100,000 U.S. troops are still in your country. Is there anything you can point to that the government has done today that, say, the old governing council could not have done without a formal transfer of sovereignty?
Well, the government convened today, and we reviewed the security situation. And we are about to decide on a range of legal measures to empower the government to deal with the terrorist onslaught.
I want to ask you about those emergency measures under consideration. When asked about them today, Iraq's ambassador to Washington said this, that Iraq has been under emergency law for 15 months, and she said, emergency law, and I'm quoting, means that you can break into people's houses, search and seize property and persons without the necessity of a warrant. It means you can detain people for long periods of time without their being charged. It means being able to ban demonstrations. Does the list offered by Ambassador Randall Rahim, does that roughly describe the sort of thing that the cabinet is considering now?
No. I think I'm surprised to hear that. But in situations like what we are dealing with, there will have to be the ability for the government, for example, to declare curfews and to put in place a legal process by which people who are involved in acts of terrorism or suspected of such things to ensure public safety to be dealt with in a more expeditious manner than the normal legal process would entail. Extraordinary measures to deal with extraordinary challenges that the government is dealing with.
Would you expect emergency measures to apply throughout all of Iraq, or would they be specific to locations where there are insurgencies?
The notion is, hopefully we will not need it, but the way that the government has in mind is to use it in certain locations and for limited durations of time.
Is the cabinet's consideration of reimposing the death penalty part of that general package of emergency measures, or is it an entirely separate question?
No, it's separate, but it is also comes in the wake of, very strong public opinion calling for the restoration of death penalty. Many people are looking at this as a deterrent against terrorists and against organized crime that has created much difficulty for the ordinary public. This is a very, very difficult dilemma for us and certainly for me personally. I'm personally opposed to the death penalty, but in this situation that you are dealing with, you have to listen to your public and to try and do what it takes in order to reassure the public that the government is serious and will not clench in the face of the security threats that you're dealing with.
Karina Parelli, the United Nations expert on elections, pointed out that for a free and fair election, you need a minimum of security. Is the Iraqi election scheduled for January next year an event and a date carved in stone, or does it depend on an improvement in the security situation?
Well, I can answer you no doubt. The security situation will be an important parameter for this. The terrorists are... Their main aim is to derail our political process and deprive us of our right to conduct free elections. The government is obliged, in accordance with the UN Security Council resolution, in accordance also with the transitional administrative law, to hold elections no later than January 2005.
But does that mean no ifs, ands, or buts? There will be an election by January 2005?
Well, you can never say never in a situation like this, but everything I see, the government, the prime minister, and the presidency are committed to meeting that deadline. That is the main obligation upon which this government has been brought in to really give the people of Iraq their real chance to choose their own government through a democratic process.
Finally, Dr. Saleh, you escorted Mr. Bremer to the airport as he left Baghdad, and I believe his last words in Iraq were addressed to you. What did he say to you?
He said, "It is up to you now."
It's up to you now?
It's up to us now, yes, indeed. And I wished him farewell, and I wished him all the best. He worked tirelessly to help us during a very difficult juncture.
Barham Saleh, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you, sir.
Barham Saleh was speaking to us from Baghdad, where he is the Deputy Prime Minister in the interim Iraqi government.